We continue on with Early Edition on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie Mojer with Tom Tynan and Kenny Dutton from Due West Foundation Repair. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Charlie.
I've got a note here, a question that's come into us from William in Lake Jackson that has your name written all over it. He says, my house foundation has settled and I'm having moderate issues. But instead of leveling now, I've decided to place a root barrier to help with the moisture loss. And William's wondering about what those run because he says, I'll probably be in this house for about 10 years or more. And I wonder if you would recommend doing foundation leveling first before the root barrier. So a couple questions in there for you.
It is, and you know, sometimes it's tough to answer for sure what to do on a structure without actually looking at it, but that's a real good question because it's a common issue we run into. If the foundation problem is very minor, sometimes we will recommend if they don't want to do the foundation repair right away, you can put a root barrier in, and I'll say that down in the Lake Jackson Freeport area, it's a very expansive soil in most of that area, and root barriers work very well to help keep moisture from coming out from under the foundations. A tree can draw a lot of moisture out of the soil, and in an expansive soil like that, it can cause it to settle. And if you put a root barrier between the tree and the structure, you can slow down the problem or maybe avoid it from getting worse. Okay. I've actually seen some rebound and come upward some by putting the root barrier in there. So it's a good preventative measure. It's probably the number one thing we recommend if there's large trees in the area.
What do they run? Is there a standard price, Kenny, for what they run per foot?
You know, typically we're going to run ours about 36 inches deep. There's some that run 18 inches and shallower that have chemicals in them. I'm not a big fan of chemicals, so we run a polyethylene barrier 36 inches deep. If the roots grow, they'll hit it and turn downward. Most feeder roots run 18 inches and shallower, so the 36 inches buys them some good depth to where the feeder roots won't have that draw anymore coming past the root barrier. And to do one that deep, we normally run about $43 per foot.
Okay, got it. And what about the idea of him doing repair before the root barrier? Which would you do first?
Normally, I'll do the repair first if it actually needs repair.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is costs, you know, as time goes onward, the cost usually goes up on stuff with inflation and you know, doing foundation repairs, usually a major structural repair, and you don't want to wait too long to do it because the problem could get worse and the cost could go up even if the problem remains the same.
I think about what your dad used to say. There's no such thing as emergency foundation repair.
There's not. And if it's a minor problem, that root barrier, sometimes I'll tell people, put the root barrier in if we're going to recommend both of them. And if it's a minor problem, put the root barrier in first. You may even avoid needing the piles later. But
there
if it's already to the point where you need peering or underpinning, you know, probably get that in earlier rather than later.
He's the guy who knows foundation repair all right. He's taught right by Elmer. That's Kenny Dutton from Due West Foundation Repair with all the answers. You want to learn more about what they do? There's a whole lot about it at our website at homeshowradio.com. Look for the Due West logo right there on the homepage. You'll find it. Kenny, thanks for being with us this morning.
Appreciate talking with you, Charlie.